I play slot machines. I keep losing, yeah, and it's gonna be a party.
Don't be coy. You know you need the Sunday buzz. Here's Bill Vickery.
Diabetes.
You know I have diabetes.
Diabetes. Call Liberty. Call Liberty. Diabetes.
These are my testing supplies.
Diabetes. When I say diabetes.
9:43, the great Wilford Brimley. Which segues, Wilford there, wrapping it out. We've seen him talk about diabetes, as he calls it. The Vickery family, people die from the ground up. First a foot, then below the knee, then above the knee, and then finally, you know, on to the good Lord. Jeff Truitt's with Pharma. He was in Arkansas this week talking about specifically the trials on drugs dealing with diabetes and its impact on the state of Arkansas. Jeff, I hope you're okay with us having a little bit of fun there since we segued out of, you know, the Jill Kelly Petraeus Paula Broadwell scandal.
Oh, boy. You need to have a sense of humor.
Exactly. But all kidding aside, you were in Arkansas this week on television, newspaper, talking about some of the trials that are going on with drugs here and the massive impact that the disease has on the state. And some of the stats you were throwing out were really chilling.
Yeah. For example, Arkansas has a diabetes rate of 10%. 1 in 10 Arkansans has diabetes.
Nice.
Overall, the state has the 12th highest caseload of diabetes. And over the last 15 years, that the state of Arkansas has been at or above, and generally above the national average for diabetes. It's pretty grim.
Yeah.
Now the good news is the biopharmaceutical research companies I work for.
Please tell us the good news. Yeah.
221 new medications for diabetes and diabetes related conditions, and that includes heart disease and stroke and diabetic neuropathy. Which is a pain in the hands, the arms, and the legs. And there are 221 medications in development. And some of those medications, a respectable number of those medications, are actually being clinically tested in Arkansas. And in fact, there are 20 clinical trials of new diabetes medicines underway in the state right now. And these are trials of new diabetes drugs that are still active and still seeking patient participation. Mainly they're being conducted in and around Little Rock, but there are also clinical trials of new diabetes drugs underway in Hot Springs, Jonesboro, Malvern, Mountain Home, Pine Bluff, Searcy, Whitehall, and several other Arkansas communities. So these trials of new diabetes drugs are going on all over the state, and considering the impact of this terrible disease on the state, that's very good news.
Well, I was going to say, can you talk a little bit, because when you shared that with me, and I saw you at Channel 4 this week,
right?
Just talking to Hashtag here, my producer, and a couple of other people who happen to be in the building, everyone knows someone affected by this disease in Arkansas, and I'm not really even tongue-in-cheek when I'm saying this, that in the Vickery family, we do die from the ground up. There is it is so prevalent, and a lot of it has to do with our conditions, diet, let's be honest, self-discipline, a lot of things like that. That affect.
Diet and good exercise really do play a major role here. If you have a good diet, and if you develop, in consultation with your doctor, a good exercise program, you dramatically reduce the risk of diabetes. And in fact, there was a study recently conducted. It was a 3-year study by the National Diabetes Prevention Program, which is actually part of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And over the course of that 3-year study, they found that diabetics who had adopted a good diet and a good exercise program reduced the risk of diabetes by 58%. So diet and good exercise play a key role here in not only managing the disease if you already have it, but in preventing it. Very important.
So I guess kind of there's a part of me that looks at this and think, well, why isn't this preventable? Why do you've gotten yourself into this mess, blah, blah, blah. And I'm not trying to sound heartless, but by the same token, this is a disease that does strike with greater intensity in lower income areas. I mean, you can make a direct correlation to all of this.
That's true. And well, it's everybody, though. We all get into bad habits. And you know, people in all economic situations, from rich to poor,
right?
We get into bad habits.
Yeah.
We get into eating too much. We get into turning into couch potatoes.
Jeff.
And we don't get the proper exercise. And lo and behold, after a while, many of us develop diabetes.
Jeff, you've just described.
That's why I keep coming back to the notion that, you know, if you keep an eye on proper diet and good exercise, you really have a fighting chance, a strong fighting chance of preventing the disease from happening. And if you already have it, you can manage it more effectively with good exercise and good diet. And those are the sort of things that you should be talking about with your doctor. Once again, the National Diabetes Prevention Program had this recent three-year study. And over the course of the 3 years, the diabetics who adapted and developed good diets and good exercise programs reduced their risk of developing diabetes by 58%. And that is a very significant percentage, and it really should make us all stop and think, hey, we need to do something about this. I need to talk to my doctor.
So, Jeff, what you're telling me is my current plan of a horrible diet, virtually no exercise, high stress, and many other bad habits in my life, that's probably not a good way for me to go about preventing getting the disease, right?
That's true. That is very true. There's one other thing as well. If you are a diabetic and your doctor has prescribed a medication for you, It really is vitally important that you adhere to the prescription, that you take the medicine as prescribed. It is important to consistently take your medication because there was a recent study that showed that diabetics who don't consistently take their medication are 2.5 times more likely to be hospitalized than diabetics who do take the medication regularly and consistently. Now, we all know that one of the reasons, unfortunately, one of the major reasons why many diabetics do not take their medicines consistently is because they are uninsured and/or they are financially pressed. And keep in mind that 21% of the population, more than a fifth of the population of Arkansas, is uninsured.
Right.
And these are people who quite often are having difficulty obtaining the medication they need. And that's why the biopharmaceutical industry, the companies I work for, have sponsored for the last 7.5 years now what's called the Partnership for Prescription Assistance, or the PPA. And what that is a single point of access to more than 475 patient assistance programs that provide free or nearly free medication to folks who are uninsured and or financially pressed. And over the course of the 7.5 years that patient assistance program, nationwide patient assistance program, has been in effect, well over 7 million folks in the country have received help. They've been matched to programs that provide free or nearly free medication, and that includes nearly 110,000 Arkansans. And these are not just diabetics. These are also people getting free or nearly free medication because they're uninsured and or financially pressed, who suffer from heart disease, stroke, arthritis, cancer, and many other medical conditions. These 475 patient assistance programs that are part of the PPA cover well over 2,500 brand name and generic drugs, covering a wide range of medical conditions. So we have pretty much have the waterfront covered, and it's very easy to access this program. It's very easy to find out whether or not you qualify for free or nearly free medication. There's a toll-free number. It's 1-888-477-2669. And there's also a website. It's www.pparx.org. And if you dial that number or use the website, normally it's only 15 or 20 minutes before you find out if you qualify for help, as to whether or not you qualify for free or nearly free medication. And also you're going to find out which of the 475 patient assistance programs might help you. So it's a very easy system to use, and it's vitally important for people who need to take medication, whether it's for diabetes, heart disease, or stroke. For people who need to take medication and they're uninsured and financially pressed and they're having difficulty obtaining their medication, they need to find out about this program and they need to try to access it, because it is very important that we consistently take our medication.
Jeff, I appreciate it, buddy. We'll put the number up here and the website up here on our website. I think it is a major issue, and people are beginning to have an understanding when we look at hard dollars spent on healthcare in Arkansas, what's driving costs, and the programs that you just point out. I mean, you keep somebody out of an emergency room because if they just simply take their medication, then that saves the state of Arkansas, for instance.
That saves
all of us. So anyway,
and I'm glad you brought that up, because just to give you an idea of how damaging diabetes, for example, has been to the state of Arkansas, in the year 2007 alone, the state government in Arkansas spent $100 million on diabetes hospitalizations. And to the extent that you can consistently take your medication, you help to avoid that.
Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
Okay, Jeff Truitt from Pharma in D.C. It is true, isn't it, hashtag?
Absolutely.
I like how you're out there training for the marathon now, buddy.
That interview will be in the audio section of
audio section. Well, there we go.
Website, 1037. Yeah,
good for you. Right up there with the Jill Kelly stuff. Well, the next hour, we're going to dissect...